Algae blooms cause dangerous levels of toxin in Lake Superior that forced Toledo to declare a state of emergency August 2nd. Racine Mayor John Dickert says that's a nightmare Great Lakes mayors never want to face.
They had to shut down the water and start to deal with immediate problems that they were dealing with there. And comment that the mayor of Toledo made was a great one, which is that this is the canary in the coal mine.
Dickert says 10% of the runoff, which forms the algae blooms, is from urban areas, but the rest is from farms. Now the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released a five-year plan at the Chicago meeting called the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative Action Plan 2, which earmarks more federal cleanup money to prevent farm and city runoff.
We don't have the time anymore to sit back and just talk about this. It's got to be dealt with. We can't have another city of 500,000 people shutting down for 7 days because we're not dealing with the issues.
Dickert says the mayors want to forge partnerships with agriculture to prevent algae blooms.
This is happening all over the Great Lakes. It's in Lake Winnebago. It's in Green Bay. These are dramatic problems that we have to deal with as mayors.
The first Great Lakes Restoration Initiative began in 2009 and has spent $1.6 billion in federal money to reestablish Great Lakes fish and wildlife habitat, combat invasive species, and clean up pollution. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.